Okay, next question. When I arrive at her destination, and, you know, I put it in park and get ready to get her out, if a different ride pops up, how do I bypass that and actually perform the drop-off?
So it will not auto-populate it because you haven't completed the ride yet with your one. So as soon as you complete that, then the other one will populate and generate you a new one.
Okay, well, that happened to me earlier when I dropped somebody off at the senior center. I was only a few blocks away when someone different popped up, and it wanted me to turn around and go the completely opposite direction.
Hold on, I'm here in discussion, so hold on, I've got an answer, just a moment.
Okay.
So you do have to follow what it says, so even if you were just a block or even right to pull up, and if it automatically populates a new one, you go for that one.
Even if it's pretty far from where I was supposed to be?
Yes, because I guess it's knowing what time everybody should be to where they're needing to be, so it will only give you what can be done, I suppose, is what they're saying to me.
Okay, because I get a lot of questions from my passengers. Why don't I just drop them off if I'm just a block away?
Copy that.
Durango, back in service.
Okay, come in.
Go ahead.
I have a Marsha B on here. It says she pays $2. She's well, right? And
okay, let me check to see if it's on yours.
Yeah, mine says no trips available.
Okay, get out of that and then redo it, because it shows on this end that you do have her and that you're assigned to her.